I'm talking now with Sean Distad, a senior at Cedar Mountain High School. Hello.
Hi.
Now, have you been going to the Cedar Mountain School District your whole life, or are you a transfer student?
Yep, I've been here my whole life.
Are you nervous or not nervous or looking forward to leaving after 12 or 13 years in the same school?
A little bit nervous. You had to get out there into the world, but I think I can do it.
What are your current plans for after high school?
I'm going to be attending SMSU in Marshall, and I was majoring in accounting or finance. I haven't quite decided yet.
So, when you were just a little kid, like in first or second grade, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I remember kind of wanting to be a banker.
Oh, really? So, your interests have been pretty consistent over the years?
Yeah, I've always been into math.
Okay, I think you just answered the question there. As I was going to say, what is it about finance, about accounting that interests you? And you went straight to the math.
Yeah.
In school, would you say you're more comfortable in classes that have definite right or wrong answers, like math or science? Or do you prefer classes like art or English, where there's more interpretation?
Probably more math. It's easier for me when there's only one right way. Kind of by the book, follow what it says to do.
Okay, you like having a definite goal to be working towards?
Yeah.
What sort of school activities are you involved in, and do they involve math?
I was in football my freshman through my junior year, and then I did golf my sophomore year, and now in my senior year I joined NHS.
So about those school activities, there's sports are definitely team-related. Do you like being part of a team?
Yeah, I do.
What do you like about it?
That you kind of got to rely on everybody, and if you don't work together, it doesn't go very well. Everybody's got a certain job.
So in real life, what sometimes happens is you have people working for different goals or someone not pulling their fair share. And so how do you deal with situations like that where the people aren't working together as a team properly?
Just got to get them to work better. Figure out what motivates them and just try to help them out.
Has there been anyone who's been particularly influential and sort of pointing you in this direction of math and finance, like a teacher or a relative?
Both of my aunts actually teach kind of math classes at the school, and they kind of influenced me a little bit, told me about some things out there that I could be interested in.
Are you comfortable living in a small town, or do you see yourself moving to a big city at some point?
Probably a small town. I mean, a big city for college, kind of, but other than that, I'd like to stay around here. I like it, and just quiet and all.
Now, say it's 10 years from now, and you're at your high school 10-year reunion, you're seeing people you haven't seen in a long time, and you see them, and all of a sudden the memories come flooding back. What do you think are going to be some of your strongest memories from your high school years?
In football, our senior year was the first year we won a homecoming game in quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So that would probably be one that we'd remember, and then there was a football game our junior year where it was just raining the whole time and everyone was really muddy at the end of it, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, something like that. You're miserable at the time, but years later you can laugh at it.
Yeah.
Or were you laughing at it at the time?
A little bit both.
A little bit. Okay, one last question. Say that you are talking with someone in the Twin Cities who goes to a high school with 500 students in their graduating class. How would you explain maybe some of the advantages or disadvantages of going to a smaller rural school?
Advantages is it's smaller, so you can get more help from the teachers, I think. And everybody kind of knows you, so, you know, they'd be more likely to help you, I feel.
Okay, when you say everybody knows you, that's exactly the thing that would make a lot of people nervous, is they like being anonymous.
Yeah, I guess, but if you're anonymous, it can be harder to make friends and just kind of fit in.
Okay.
Versus if you know everybody already.
People you went to kindergarten with. Been talking with Sean Distad, a senior at Cedar Mountain High School. Thank you.
All right, yep.